Good morning, Soros. It is 8:30 on the nose, so we'll go ahead and get started. I'm so excited to see all of you here. I want to welcome you on behalf of the Council of Chaplains. And today is even a special monthly prayer call. We're excited when you are able to join us every month, but I'm really excited as we just recognize Good Friday. And tomorrow we'll be celebrating Resurrection Day. So I will be sure to get a blessing today. Today's prayer call is going to be led by Sora Portia Lockett and also Sora Francis Stockert. I just want to remind you, as I said, we have monthly prayer calls on the first Saturday of the month. So please come and join us and tell a friend, tell a soror to log in and join us as well. You can submit prayer requests a number of ways, either in the chat, and we'll be writing those down, and the Council of Chaplains will pray over them. You can also submit them via the website in the Chaplain's Corner. And then if you would like a private prayer, you can submit it to our email address, which is chaplain@deltasac.org. Without any further ado, I will hand things over to Sora Portia Lockett.
Amen. Good morning, my beautiful, amazing sorors. The meditation for this morning is entitled Anticipation. And this one for me is very personal. If I had known, like 5 days out, that my son was not going to be with me anymore, if I had known my son only had 5 days to live, what would I have done differently? Would I have prayed differently or prayed more? Would I try to convince him to relocate? Would I have prevented him from leaving his home? Would I have hired bodyguards? Would I have hid the keys to his car? I don't know what I would have done. I've just said, And then it just took me to Mary, wondering how did Mary feel when she knew that her son was going to be murdered. What was on this sister's mind? What was in her spirit? What were her emotions? What was she feeling with anticipation that on Friday they were going to hang her baby boy high, stretch him wide on that cross, and standing there observing him with his head hanging low until he died? Jesus gave his life, my sisters. He was murdered. But the amazing thing is that he rose from the dead and Jesus still lives. And so when I had a recollection of that, when I went back to that space, into that time, into that moment, at that moment, I realized for myself that Azel did die physically. However, he now lives. He now lives in the presence of God. So, sisters, I just want to ask you, are we ready? We must prepare ourselves to be ready, to be ready, to be ready, because at any given moment, we can be called to give up our lives. Are we ready? Where is our true destiny? And it's important that we know where our destination is, but anticipation can be empowerment. It's how you look at it. And what Satan meant for evil, God has turned it around for our good. Jesus died on the cross. And when Satan meant for evil, God, again, used it for the good. The most evil act in history of the world was used by God to accomplish the greatest good that ever happened to us. God took that evil and used it for our good. And that's why we call it Good Friday. So my sisters, no matter what the situation or what the circumstances may be in your life, tragedy or triumph, we can always, always anticipate that God will never leave us, forsake us, and he will empower us to live out our destinies in victory. Jesus on the cross stated, "My God, my God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" According to Matthew 27:46. Jesus, just like sometimes us, he felt abandoned for a moment. But knowing that his sacrifice was restoring our fellowship with the Father, and we would never be separated from the Father, Jesus, or the Holy Spirit again. According to Romans 8, 38 and 39, it says, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So we anticipate it, and we continue to anticipate that not only on Good Friday, but every single day of the week, God is preparing the good for us individually and collectively. So let's continue to anticipate the good and find the good in each other, find the good in ourselves, and find the good in every situation and every circumstance. Good Friday is still a good Friday, but God gives us good days every day. Amen, and God bless you, my sisters. And I'll turn it over to my soror for the prayer.
I'm just going to take some cleansing breaths, because although, soror, that was probably the shortest devotion we have had, it is one of the most powerful. You pack a punch. So I thank you. Thank you for that word coming straight from your heart. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Soars. Yesterday was Good Friday. Tomorrow is Resurrection Sunday. Right now, today on Saturday, we are in the meantime, in the between time. And we're going to pray about that today.
Yeah.
Let us pray. Father God, we come to you now, Lord. With gratitude in our hearts for you being God, for you seeing us, for you hearing us, for you knowing us. You said that whenever two or more are gathered in your name, you would be right there in the middle. So we are counting on you, Lord, to be right there in the middle today. Lord, you see every heart here on the line today. You see every single one. As today we are in this middle space, this in-between time after the death and the burial, but before the resurrection, O Lord. After the death and the burial of businesses, of friendships, of relationships, of family members, of physical death, of spiritual death, after the death, but before the resurrection. Lord, you knew a pandemic was coming long before it ever got here. You knew before the foundation of the world that a pandemic was coming, and you prepared us for it. We didn't know you were preparing us for it, but you prepared us for it. Just the way that we're able to have this call today, oh Father God, is preparation. Zoom, all the web meetings, all of the everything. Had this even happened 5 years ago, we would not be in the state that we are, but we are prepared today, even though we didn't know that we were prepared. Father, a lot of us have heartbreak. A lot of us have businesses that have not resurrected as of yet, relationships that have not resurrected as of yet, physical bodies from pain that has not resurrected as of yet. And Lord, we are in that in-between space of, Lord, I believe, but just help my unbelief. Show me, Father God, where I need to go, how I need to go, where I need to move. because we just don't know. We can't see the victory yet, but we know it's there because we know that you are faithful to your word, but we just can't see it. So we're asking for your strength, your grace, your mercy as we move through this time of indecision, where you were preaching to the souls in Hades, oh Lord. We couldn't see you. We thought your body was in that tomb. It was in that tomb, but your spirit was preaching. We didn't know, Lord. That tomb was sealed. There were officers and people outside just patrolling that tomb to make sure nobody stole your body. But Lord, we didn't know that tomorrow, Easter Sunday, just like you said, you would raise up and be gone out of that tomb with your clothes neatly folded so everyone would know that it was on purpose. So, Father God, as we're all in our in-between stages, we just ask that you would give us that extra grace, that extra moment, that extra time that we can have with you so you can show us that the resurrection is coming. We thank you. We love you. We ask you, oh Lord, to help us to remember that five-letter word, grace. G-R-A-C-E, grace, amazing grace. We've sung about it. We've preached about it. We've thought about it, but your whole word is about it. Just grace. As you continue to give us that grace, that mercy, that kindness, we just ask that you just walk with us. Help us, oh Lord. You know we are but dust. Remember us, oh Lord, as we cry out to you. You know that we are but dust. We need you. We need you. Keep us until we can see that resurrection of those things that are dead in our lives, Lord. Because we know it's coming, because we know you. And you are not a man that you should lie. So we thank you. We praise you. We honor you. And we will remember to call out your praises, your glory, as we go through this season, O Lord. Tomorrow, as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, help us to remember the resurrection in our hearts of those things that we thought, that we think are dead. Thanking you and praising you for all that you're doing, O Lord, knowing that you are here in the midst. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We give hallelujah thank yous, even in the middle of not knowing. We give hallelujah thank yous because we know that you are God Almighty. Thank you, Father. And all of these things I say in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Source, we have our president, Kim, if she should have any words for us on today.
Good morning, Sorors. Thank you for that beautiful meditation, Sor Portia, and that beautiful prayer, Sor Francis. Just full this morning. So I'm thanking God. Thank God for all of you. I thank God for our co-chaplains, Sor Gray, Sor Francis, the entire council of chaplains. I thank God for each soror in the chapter. I just ask that we continue to keep each other lifted in prayer and enjoy family and friends this resurrection weekend. Praise God that we have a resurrection weekend. We're so thankful. God is so good to us. So I just thank everyone and ask us just to keep each other lifted in prayer. Love you, Soul Roars.
Love you.
And Soars, if you have any prayer requests, once again, please drop them in the chat or send them to the email address. God bless you and keep you. And have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.